Shut the fuck up!
What is up, everybody? As you can tell, there's no intro right now, so you know that something fucky is going on. We are not at the studio. We are not even at my apartment.
Nope.
We at Devin's. We getting together. We finally gonna watch Wrestle Kingdom.
Help, they broke in. Help, they broke into my house.
But it is the beginning of the year, 2022. Just ended, so
unfortunately,
we always end up doing this. We want to do a top five or top tens or whatever, top things of 2022.
Hell yeah!
And we got some bangers in mind.
Bangers.
We're gonna talk about top movies. We're gonna talk about top albums. We're gonna talk about top wrestlers.
Top.
Maybe you talk about the bottoms.
Top.
If they're good.
Just bottom erasers.
And I will not stand for it.
Good.
I will not lay down for it.
No, good.
That doesn't work for me, brother.
as a respectable little dude. But yeah, there's been a lot of great albums, there's been a lot of great movies, and wrestling has been on a fucking boom period this year.
Boom.
So, got Devin, we got Casey.
Yeah.
Let's fucking get to it. You guys want to start with top five albums?
Sure.
Top five albums. Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go first? I guess I'll go first then.
You go. I'm gonna eat the za.
Number five for me. I'm doing top five. Number five for me. I have to go with "While We're Here" by Marlon Craft. A lot of songs on this album are a lot more smoother and less like traditional hip hop as opposed to his older albums, but the songwriting in this has just been astounding. And he's got World Champ, which is a banger of a song, Hoodie Weather, which is a banger of a song, and Pay Me in Time, which is just incredible. Those three would put it on my top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
We're going like we're doing it that way.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We didn't really plan this.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You go, Casey. You're five.
My number five will be The Dead's Peace of Mind by Bad Omens.
I've never actually listened to that band.
Like, the villain is a bop. I listen to that song like 4 or 5 times a day. I don't know, it just has this quality. It's doing something right now that is missing in heavy music, for me, at least.
Okay. Devin?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. It has Cult Mentality by the band Avoid. Very good.
Beautiful.
Very new metal throwback. Very nice.
Hell yeah. Number four for me. To no surprise that he's on here in some capacity.
Me.
It's Boom Done by Anthony Green. Anthony Green's solo album that he put out this year. It's way different than his other solo album work. It sounds like a full band. Sounded like more of a full band than the most recent Circus Survive album, which I did not like at all. So Anthony Green, Boom Done. That's my number four.
My number four will be Midnight's Potato Soup.
Hell yeah.
Shit is
bangers. Swifties in full effect in this bitch.
Bangers wall to wall.
Hell yeah, you know the horse girl's going crazy for the Taylor Swift album.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not lying.
I mean, that's not a lie at all.
Sounds
but,
up, partner.
Yeah, but that's my number five. Number four.
I heard number four.
Sorry.
Devin's eating pizza. Are we going to get to his number four in a second?
Yeah. No. Counterparts, eulogy for those still here. It was very sad. Made me cry. It was heavy, though. Breakdown stupid. Saw him live. Great show.
That was a good transition. That's actually my number three.
Shouts out. Damn, I'm good.
Eulogy for those still here.
Haven't
lost a step. Very good. It was actually my first exposure to Counterparts because I never listened to them before this album.
Hell yeah.
But with you and Zoe hyping it up, I was like, maybe I should check out this band. And when I checked it out, I was like, this fucking slaps.
Yeah, I love the live show.
So, yeah. From never listening to them before to having them as number three in my top five.
See that? Damn.
Hell yeah.
Your turn, big dog.
My number three is an EP, not an album.
I'll count it, yeah.
Betrayal! Sorry.
It's Bayside's new
Red. Okay. I heard that one.
EP. It's really good. It's only three songs, but it's awesome.
Okay.
Sometimes that's all you need,
I don't think I've heard the new one.
Good Advice, Strangest Faces, highlights on that.
Okay, I haven't heard that one.
I was going to say, it's so good you can't even remember. It should melt in your brain. Dawn FM by The Weeknd. Cool. My number three. Jim Carrey's on that album. That's a top three.
In, like, a musical sense?
He does the narration for the album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jim Carrey's on that fucker.
I knew nothing about that album, so when you say Jim Carrey is on this album, I'm like, yeah, how?
Jim Carrey's spitting on this album.
He's like, let me talk to him weak.
Jim Carrey's barring up on this one. No, he's the narrator. It's a concept album. It's very good.
Okay. Number two for me, one of my friends just joined this band, and then the album that they put out following it is number two. That's how good it fucking was. Burying Brightness by the band Boundaries. There's a lot of B's. But literally, every song goes hard as hell. And then there's two songs on there that are just emotional as fuck. And the last one kind of sounds like their normal stuff with a little bit of Deftones mixed in there.
Okay.
Which is a really good way to end the album.
Okay.
It leaves on a fucking hard note. So definitely had to put that as number two.
Heck yeah. My number two, Snake Eyes. Another EP, 100 Gex.
100 Gex drops something?
It's only like four tracks, but...
Four tracks, 5 minutes. I don't know how long
29
it is.
29 tracks, 7 minutes. Power Violence album.
I was
going
to say,
Snake Eyes,
yes.
That song's really good. There's a song they did with Skrillex on there that's also really good.
Hell yeah, Skrillex just dropped something too, I think.
Oh, he did? I didn't know.
I think he dropped a new song.
Oh, hell yeah.
Album of the year 2023.
Fucking hope not.
Well, that's my number two.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's a K-pop album. It's Low Life Princess by BB. Great album. Very funky.
Heck yeah.
Very nice.
Very evil.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and,
but it's very good.
My number one goes to Tana Talk 4 by Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, it does.
Came out fucking early in the year. Immediate album of the year contender.
You love to see
it. The more I listen to it, the more I fuck with it. There's so many good tracks on that album.
Butcher's coming, fella. Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
My number one is Eulogy for Those Still Here.
That's your number
parts.
One? Yeah, boy!
You guys said everything that there needs to be said about that album. But
yeah. That's awesome.
Okay.
It was on all of our
top
lives.
All of ours.
That's a testament to how good that album is.
Yeah, Brendan Murphy's the saddest man alive.
He's so sad.
This one goes out to my cat.
My R.I.P. That cat was a legend. My number one should be pretty obvious. Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, fuck Vax, yeah.
Vax's Part 2.
That came out this
year.
Oh,
I didn't. See, I would have thought about that, but I was just so dead set that it came out 2021. I didn't fucking include
top
it.
Top fives are fucking difficult for me.
Came
because
out in
all
May.
The last 3 years is blend together.
Come on now. Any year that Coheed drops, that's a number one.
Come on.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That album was really good.
Yeah, bang.
If I didn't already say everything and we went in a different order, I probably would change my shit.
Now, I had to double check because one of you was like, I thought that came out in 2021. I just looked it up June 24th of 2022.
Oh, okay.
So it still counts. We're good. We're good.
I think next, and as me not being a movie person, I'm actually really happy to talk top five movies of 2022.
I don't have a top five for this. I only saw dumb popcorn this year.
Cringe! That counts!
Yeah. No, I can't. People are going to make fun of me for my cinematic opinion.
If you make fun of you the shit that I have on mine, you don't worry about it.
People are going to make fun of you anyway.
Just fucking say it.
It's true, it's true.
Okay. Number five for me, Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, shit.
I really enjoyed it.
See?
That's there
a
was enough.
Movie.
There was enough like entertainment and like comedy in there to like break up the dark parts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a whole lot of like holy shit moments.
Yeah.
In there, and Doctor Strange is like one of my favorite Marvel characters, so I'm okay with it.
I never show up.
You should. I feel like you would.
Yeah. You should. Fucking hold my hand and watch it with me.
Yeah, I will.
All right, bet.
I fucking will.
Casey, if you're gonna do it, you'll hop in right in.
Number Number five for me is also Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
It was a really good movie.
Thing that bugs me about the discourse right now is like...
Discourse?
People are doing different shit, and that's all the shit that's getting shit on. Like,
what do you mean?
Everybody freaking out that was very... something different, and now they're doing different shit.
And they're like, man, it's not the same.
Ella's making noises in the background, ignore my cat.
More it's going to be potato quality anyway. I'm doing it on a voice recorder on my phone.
I feel... I don't know. It was just... It was good.
Okay.
I haven't seen many movies this year, so I don't know if I'm going to have five. So mine aren't going to be in any order. Okay. I do have a number one.
Okay.
But everything until the number one is irrelevant.
Yeah, okay.
That has no number. There's only just the one. So, number whatever, The Batman... That was fun. That came out this year, right?
No, that's also on my list. Yeah.
That came out last year.
Fuck, I didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Batman. I mean, I still stand with mine. I think Batman would probably be number six for me. Number six or seven.
But I saw The Batman, and I enjoyed it.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Ella, too.
And she's like, I love Robert Pattinson.
Who doesn't?
Number four for me is a newer movie. It's called Slumberland.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's like a... dream fantasy thing with a little girl who lost her dad or whatever, and Jason Momoa plays this weird like avatar for her uncle or something. It was really, really good. I loved every little bit of it. Some of it's a little childish, but it fits into the fact that it's like a child's dream.
I did want to see that.
It is really good. I enjoyed it.
Was Scream 5 this year?
Yes.
Number four for me is Scream 5.
Ella, Ella,
right
Ella, shut the fuck up. Shut up, go ahead.
Scream 5 for Casey. Number four?
Scream 5.
I don't know, I love horror. I love Scream specifically because it takes down all the tropes of horror. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory.
David Arquette's in
David Arquette is in it. I love me some David Arquette. You cannot kill David Arquette.
Take this, Courtney Cox. I'm still being employed.
She's also in the movie. They're fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't watch it, so.
It's good.
I saw Glass Onion.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah.
It's also on my list.
I enjoyed it a good amount. Very good. I want to see gay Daniel Craig do more gay Daniel Craig things. I want to see him wear more ridiculous outfits and solve crimes.
Heck yeah.
I saw people on Twitter talking about somebody who happens to be like his character name, and I didn't know what the character
Benoit
name was.
Benoit
Blanc. I was like, who the fuck is this dude that everybody's talking about? I had to look it up.
Benoit Blanc.
And I was like, is this guy's actual name? And I was like, no, I'm dumb. Dang, it's not who it is.
James Bond. Yeah. Yes.
Number three for me is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I still haven't seen that.
I loved it. At first, I was like, where the fuck is this movie going? But then, like, after, like, the, like, tail end of it, when everything started culminating together, I was like, this is incredible. And it does a lot of things that normal movies don't do, like movies in that genre, they don't really do.
Hell yeah.
So, I really enjoyed it.
Number three for me would be Glass Onion. Incredible performances in that. Dave Bautista's standout.
Oh, that's my guy.
I loved Edward Norton. Plays Elon Musk really well in that movie.
Basically. Essentially.
And Daniel Craig.
Gay Daniel Craig.
Gay Daniel Craig. Awesome.
Wearing his down, wearing his
we
fucking...
love...
Batista in the movie. Just like, fuck me, thank you.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
I'm only doing this to spite you.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've got another one.
Alright, we'll just...
Did you see the menu this year?
No.
You need to see the menu.
I'll get to it.
What's your number one?
Avatar, The Way of Water.
Motherfucker.
James Cameron can't be beat. Box office big blub, big buck buster, box office Jim cannot be defeated. James Cameron is one of the greatest American filmmakers of all time. He's so good.
I've been waiting for this point.
He is so good. It was 3 hours, it should have been 6 hours. Let's fucking go. I'm gonna live on Pandora. I'm gonna fucking alien. I'm so jazzed. Avatar The Way of Water, number one.
My number two, I give it to Wakanda Forever. That was such a good movie, and right from the start, you're like almost about to cry. Because it's all an homage to the previous Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, who died.
Of course.
So they have like a mural of his face on a building.
Aww.
And the like all the music for it like fit the concept. We get Nimoy.
Not Nimoy.
Fuck.
Yeah,
what was it?
He has 20 years.
Namor. Yeah, that. I knew what I wanted to say.
We got Nimoy.
I was actually telling one of my coworkers about it. He's an old man. Not Al, but another guy. And I was like, oh yeah, I saw that new Black Panther movie. He's like, oh yeah, what's it called? Like, Rwanda Forever? And I was like, that is two different movies, bud. You're thinking Hotel Rwanda.
Which was also very good.
It was incredible.
Oh,
but I was like, we don't want these Wakandan people just like fighting things for their hotel and trying to beat down the Sudi and Shiites and shit. We ain't got that. Wakanda Forever, incredible movie, cinematography, cool effects, cool, nothing over the top. Just great storytelling, new protagonist, everything's badass.
We love to see it.
And Nimoy.
Yeah, and Nimoy.
And Nimoy. Leonard, they got 20 Leonard years, Nimoy I don't came back.
What about you?
My number two is The Batman.
The Batman!
Because, goddamn, that movie was so fucking good.
The Batman.
Good. So fucking good. I don't know.
Delicious.
I love the aesthetic. I love the performances. Paul Dano is fucking terrifying.
Autistic Riddler King.
And Colin Farrell. Great movie.
Yeah, Colin Farrell was in disguise that whole movie, and no one knew. I have a number two.
Okay.
Time isn't real. I just thought of one. You brought up Colin Farrell. My number two was The Banshees of Inisherin,
which
is just a lovely little movie about Irish people being cranky and
as they often are.
Devin was like, "I feel that."
In a very real way. The Banshees of Inisherin is like. It's one of those, it's basically what happens. It's two old Irish guys and their friendship is falling apart. It's basically, that asks the most important question that a man can face. What's it like to be a 14-year-old girl on Instagram having a fight? Like, you're unfollowing each other, you're not friends anymore. That's basically The Banshees of Inisherin, but it's on, like, an island off the coast of Ireland in the 1920s at the end of the Civil War. So...
Okay.
It's very nice. Very heartbreaking. There's a dog in it. There's a donkey that doesn't make it. It's very heartbreaking.
My number one, and it's going to be a shocker because there's no animated movies in this at all. Bullet Train.
Ah, fuck! Alright, yeah, Bullet Train's banger.
Bullet Train is incredible. We just watched it again the other night.
Bullet Train kind of flops.
There's no weak points in this movie. It's just amazing through and through.
History will absolve David Leitch, the director. History will absolve him. And he always gets shit for how he directs some of his movies, but Bullet Train, history will absolve him. Oh, it's so good.
Brad Pitt in that movie, I feel like that was the perfect casting for his character.
Yeah, he did really... The assassin who went to therapy.
Yeah.
He's and like, also,
get the gun. I don't want the gun.
Also, Michael Shannon is in this movie for like 20 minutes, and he plays a white Yakuza named the Russian. Or something, or the White Death,
Yeah.
Or the White Death. He's a white Russian Yakuza whose name is the White Death.
I was thrown off when they revealed that it was Michael Shannon, but then at the same time, I'm like, who else would they have
gotten? Name is Michael Shannon.
Who else would they have gotten at that point?
Our name is Michael Shannon.
It feels out of left field, but it also fits.
They called me in a stupid wig, and they called me the White Death. My name is Michael Shannon.
And your number one, Casey?
My number one is The Menu. The Menu is
yeah, whatever.
Phenomenal.
Not as good as Avatar.
Ralph Fiennes, fucking baller performance as a chef who has just had enough.
Harry Potter,
and
the boy who lived.
Wants to fucking
come
to
die.
Anna Taylor-Joy is a joy.
Get it?
Haha. As the protagonist, Nicholas Holt is good as a douchebag.
Well, yeah, it's Nicholas Holt.
Douchebag!
John Leguizamo is stellar as a washed-up actor.
Oh, I'm in... Alright, I'm watching it now. No one told me that Leguizamo's in this shit.
Leguizamo is in this movie, and he's one of the best parts. Everything about it...
Ralph Fiennes plays, like, the lead or something?
He's the head chef at this exclusive restaurant...
Does he tell anybody that they're the boy who lived? Now it's time to die.
He does tell people it's time to die.
Harry Potter, the boy who lived. Welcome to my restaurant. It's time, it's time to dine.
You must dine.
You must dine.
But, yeah, it is really good. Very, very well directed.
Hell yeah. I'm in there now. Now that I know that the leg was almost in it, I'm in that shit.
Yeah,
now.
Luigi himself is in this movie.
That's right. Luigi Mario. That's right.
Okay. We're just gonna do a speed round for this last one.
Okay.
We're just gonna each say our top five. We're not gonna go around the table.
Okay.
Like that.
For what though? Wrestlers?
Top five wrestlers of 2022.
Hell
yeah.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Number five, Josh Alexander.
Hell yeah.
He's killing it in Impact as the world champion. Unprecedented run right now. Number four, Sami Zayn. He's over as fuck. Like, you can't deny that spot. Number three, Jon Moxley. He held it down for AEW all year.
Hold
he
it down.
That spot. Number two, I got Will Ospreay. In New Japan, nobody's having a consecutive five-star matches like him. And number one, hard to say that's not him, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman.
He's pretty much undefeated.
Roman's the guy right now.
That's
holding
fair.
Both championships for 800 days in the biggest company in the world.
Yeah, Roman's the guy.
It's fair.
It's there.
Anyone who doesn't like Roman Reigns in 2022 is a doofy.
It's like, if you don't like his style, that's one thing. If you don't like his matches, that's another thing. But to deny him that he's on top of the world right now.
That's Roman. He's the guy.
I'm gonna go with number five for me is Jamie Hayter.
Okay.
Got the
awesome
bunda.
Year. I didn't think much before 2022 of Jamie Hayter.
Yeah.
Until now.
Ta-da!
Well, because now she's been showcased a little better. And
yeah.
Been a little
They've been doing a lot better.
Number four for me is Sami Zayn because, god damn it, I'm just feeling oozy. Number three, Jon Moxley.
Okay.
AEW held it down all of 2022.
Holding it down.
Number two, for me, would be I just want to preface this by saying.
No prefacing, just do it. Say it. Then we'll judge you.
The voice of the voiceless, CM Punk, is
well,
my number two.
He did make a real big impact, so.
Cringe.
My number two, that dog collar match at Revolution is one of the best matches I've ever seen. Shut your mouth. He's number two.
Did that happen
yeah,
last year?
Yeah, okay. It was at Revolution.
Damn, I was going to be like, oh, was that 2021? That's crazy. It doesn't count. But no, you're right. Fair enough.
No, it was at Revolution.
Cringe, I hope he stays gone. But your list is valid.
And my number one is going to be Cody Rhodes because...
All right, you've made up for number two. Well,
god damn.
Even though Cody Rhodes has been gone forever.
Okay,
he's the best wrestler in the world.
It's kind of hard to be the best wrestler with a fucked up peg.
Brother, did you watch Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, that was crazy, but he shouldn't have done that.
You shouldn't have done that.
Was that 2022 or was that 2021?
That was 2022.
No, 2022.
Okay. Gotta make sure.
Fucking hell. Like, I saw, like, he took off that coat and I was like, nobody ever better talk bad about this man ever
Bloody
again.
Hell.
No, I'm gonna talk bad about him, but not right now. Makes
Devin,
it makes
it's
green.
Your turn.
Oh, dude, I've watched, like, two wrestling shows.
Let's just go on based on what you heard.
Sami Zayn. Bangs. Shouts out, my man. FTR. They're both at number four, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Their unit.
Kenneth is on there somewhere. Kenneth has got to be on there somewhere.
Kenny Romero.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Fuck it up, Kenneth. Damn. I don't know. Roman Reigns is on there for sure. That's that you acknowledge him. That's the head of the table for sure. I think Mox is on there too. That's five, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Hell yeah.
There we go. There we're ending 2022. Those are our best of 2022 top fives. Now we're going to sit back. We're going to relax. We're going to watch a long-ass pay-per-view that's going to make us lose our shit.
I hope so.
Thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Check out JustPlainFilthy.com at JustPlainFilthyPodcast on YouTube.
On everything.
And at JPF Podcast, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Have a lovely day. Give me a kiss.